Hello, podcast listeners. Today we are going to talk about getting up and moving. Yes, getting up and moving. You know, sometimes we get stagnant in our routines and we just feel bored and boring. So we got to change it up. So the only person that can take action and change is you. You have free will. Nobody forces you to do anything. I remember one day I got up to go for a walk and I had asked my partner, would you like to join me for a walk? And very, you know, with the body language and without no communication, rolled out of bed. My partner got up, wasn't very happy about it, you could tell. And I had looked at her and I said, I really don't want to feel like I'm forcing you to come for a walk with me. This is something I need to do. And I need to change my routine. And I've decided I'm going to start getting up earlier. And I'm going to meditate and read. And I'm going to go for an early walk with the dogs. And this is going to be my new routine for a little while. I'm going to change everything up a little bit in my patterns. And again, the body language was speaking volumes of I don't want to go, and made a face. And right away, what is that? Instantly, that's negativity and that's resistance. And I said, please do me and yourself the favor, because you have free will and nobody's forcing you to do this, and you can make your own choices and stay home. And honestly, that's what happened. And I went off for my walk alone, because am I going to take somebody for a walk that doesn't want to be on the walk, and they're going to ruin my vibration, right? I'm going on a walk to be happy and to feel good and to be on a really positive, good vibration and open to receive and to manifest what's allowed to come to me in this life and what's coming to me and feel good. But if I'm going on a walk with somebody that's just basically omitting resistance and negativity to this walk, that is the worst thing I can do. That's just bringing me backwards. It's bringing me upstream. It's bringing me down a negative path. So I don't want to do that. So, you know, I really chose to have to use my voice and say no. And, you know, and that whole trance, that whole, you know, just that part of starting my morning off with that resistance just made me feel bad. And it just, I didn't want that to happen. So I decided that I clearly need to not extend an invitation out there and do my routine alone. And that's going to be what's important for me. And I have to recognize that I can't force, you know, I wasn't trying to force, but you can't force somebody to be the same way as you. You can't force somebody to be on a vibration. If you have a partner and they don't like to read, or they don't like to go for a walk, and they don't like to do the things you like to do, then you need to do them alone, or you need to go get yourself a new partner. But you really have to look at what's going on in your life and accept that nobody's going to want to do everything that you want to do. And it's okay. It's okay to have a partner that's the opposite, as long as you're able and not held back from doing the things that you enjoy to do. So yes, hear that loudly, guys. As long as your partner, if they are the opposite, doesn't hold you back and doesn't give you resistance to everything you want to do. If somebody says, you know, with a kiss on the cheek, hey, go have a great walk, I'm going to drink my coffee and read the newspaper, but go for your walk. Go ahead. Have a great time. That's okay. But if you have somebody that's bitching and moaning and complaining because you're leaving the house to go for a walk while they're laying in bed and they just want you to lay beside them or whatever, then that's not a good thing. That's just resistance. It's going to create more resistance and negativity in your life. And it's actually going to, you know, create issues in your own relationship. So this is really important, you know, go change it up. So we're going to get up and get going today, that we're going to change up our routine. If you find yourself in boredom, then let's change it up. Change up your routine. Let's change something up. Do you work out at night? Maybe you get up early and you start working out in the morning. Or you start your day with three positive affirmations and you start with a little reading out of a book. I'm going to read you guys, you know, something right now that I think is awesome. You know, this is a little part from Thich Nhat Hanh, who passed away. And it's The Zen and Art of Saving the Planet, out of this book. But I love this little paragraph in here. I want to read it to you guys. But it's called The Mindfulness Training on Loving Speech and Deep Listening. So aware of the suffering caused by unmindful speech and the inability to listen to others, I am committed to cultivating loving speech and compassionate listening in order to relieve suffering and to promote reconciliation and peace in myself and among other people. Knowing that words can create happiness or suffering, I am committed to speaking truthfully, using words that inspire confidence, joy, and hope. When anger is manifesting in me, I am determined not to speak. I will practice mindful breathing and walking in order to recognize and to look deeply into my anger. I know that the roots of anger can be found in my wrong perceptions and lack of understanding of the suffering in myself and in the other person. I will speak and listen in a way that can help myself and the other person to transform suffering and see the way out of a difficult situation. I am determined not to spread news that I do not know to be certain and not to utter words that can cause division or discord. I really love that a lot, guys. I love that a lot. So let's talk about this for a second, and we're going to keep talking about getting up and moving. So I'm bringing this up because, again, as we change up our routines and we grow and we practice being a soul fighter, overcoming obstacles with your mind, body, and soul, where we find ourselves in different situations. And before you react to that situation, I want you to step back and say, am I being a mind fighter? Am I looking at this with my mind, body, and soul? Am I using compassion? Am I using mindfulness speech? Am I using emotional intelligence? Okay. Are you being emotionally intelligent? Okay. We're going to give you real life examples here. So we're out with some family members and some friends, and we're at an ice cream place. Okay. So there's a couple of 20-year-olds in line, and one of them gets skipped over. Her and her boyfriend are together, and she gets skipped over of the guy asking her for an ice cream. By no means of being mean did the ice cream attendant skip her. It was just very busy, and you kind of got to get eye contact and look at them, and then they see who's in your group, and they'll get your order. So she got skipped over, but she has social anxiety herself, okay, and she has some of her own little issues, and she doesn't really have her voice. She's not very good at speaking up, and when she does go to speak up, it's like she's a little child, and she'll start crying. So that's, you know, and again, we're going to talk about this in a second, a little deeper, but on the surface, everybody watching just saw a girl crying over getting, the guy didn't ask her what she wanted for her ice cream. So what everybody saw was a 21-year-old crying over ice cream, and that's all they got out of it. Now, that's not what it was. That wasn't the issue. This isn't why she's really crying. So when we're there, that was a trigger. That was just kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay. Well, there was bigger issues. You see her and her boyfriend, you could see that there's some issues. As being, you know, friends and family with this group of people, I saw some things going on earlier. I know personally, she has her own massive social anxiety issues. I know she doesn't speak up. I know she's not a communicator. And again, I know she's having some issues with a boyfriend. So this was just kind of it, because he had his ice cream. He was served. He wasn't helping her. He wasn't being that safety net, that good boyfriend to say, hey, excuse me, my girlfriend, you forgot her. We got to get her order in here too. Everybody just kind of paid, assuming everybody was all set. And nobody was helping her. Nobody was her voice. But like I said, again, speaking with compassion. So when everybody behind her back is mumbling around, like, why is she crying? Really? She needs to grow up. She's crying over ice cream. To me, that is complete ignorance. That is completely not using emotional intelligence. And again, it takes growth as a person. It takes practice as a person to do these things and to grow as a human being to see that's not the issue. This poor girl is not crying over ice cream. There's a lot deeper issues. And again, that was a straw that broke the camel's back, and that just pushed her over the edge for whatever's in her head and her mind and her soul that she's going through. And that's what made her cry. So like, again, I spoke saying to everybody, could you guys all use some emotional intelligence and really realize that there's an underlying issue here? She's not just crying over because they didn't serve her ice cream. She's crying over the big picture and whatever else is going on in her life and in her situation in her world right now. And again, it takes somebody to speak up for that person crying, to show other people compassion. Instead of them making fun of somebody, they're showing compassion. And now they're not going to have that disregard and speak ill of her. They're going to have a little bit more compassion, and they should have more understanding to the situation. And once I opened their eyes to, like, this is probably the bigger issue, and explained to them, they all started bringing up examples of the past 24 hours of being with these people, of what they witnessed, and now they had a better understanding and agreed that this was a bigger issue. But again, it took somebody like myself to speak up for that person and to use compassion and to use a language different than what they're used to. You're used to seeing a situation, assessing it, making fun, or speaking about it, which you know nothing about. You know nothing about the true situation. Okay? So I love this paragraph that I just read to you, because it also says, don't talk if you don't know. If you don't know the full situation and you don't really understand what's going on, then don't speak. And I could say that happens constantly in my world alone. Like, people talk and say things they know nothing about. And even like the news and politics, people hear one glimpse or they see one line and they think that's the truth. And they really believe that's all they need to know about a situation to judge and speak ill and base their entire like reality around that one sentence. And it's just mind-blowing to me, because I like to research and I don't like to judge, and I like to know a little bit more about what's going on, and I like to do my own research and not just jump to conclusions about things. So again, this is how you become a soul fighter. This is overcoming obstacles with your mind, body, and soul. It's using social intelligence, emotional intelligence, all right? It's just being mindful. It's being mindfulness about situations in your life, what's going around you, and how you react or not react. We talk about not reacting is usually the best thing to do. Speaking, just not speaking, having silence, looking at a situation, just kind of just being in your own head about it and being okay with that. And that's it. So again, all these situations is also about changing your routine. It's about changing how you react and how you go about yourself through a day using mindfulness, speech, not reacting to situations. Let's change up your routine in the day. Let's change it up. Let's really step back and say, okay, today I'm just going to be like, I am going to be, if I'm sitting, I'm going to focus on just sitting. I'm not going to let my phone distract me. The cars behind me distract me. I'm not going to let anything distract me. I'm going to sit, I'm going to be, and I'm just going to stare and zone off at like the trees or the water or the beach sand or wherever you are, a mountain or the grass or the backyard, looking at a fence. Like, just be for like 5 minutes and just feel everything around you. Use all your senses and just be, okay? Without distraction. Take 5 minutes for that. Do some affirmations. Read a chapter out of a book. You don't have to read a whole book. You can read a paragraph if you want. Do something different for yourself. Growth. We have to have growth. We have to have goals. We have to feel a sense of accomplishment. And this will help you also feel good. You will feel good when you change up your routine. You're going to be like, wow, this feels good. I got up earlier. Set your clock an hour earlier. Go to bed an hour earlier and then get up an hour earlier and watch how different you feel waking up and going to bed just that smidge earlier. Just an hour. Change it by an hour. Such a difference. You get up at, 8 o'clock, get up at 7 a.m. and watch the difference. When you get up at 7, give yourself an hour. What do you want to do? You want to get up, you want to say 3 affirmations, you want to do a 5-minute meditation, you want to go for a 10-minute walk, you want to drink your coffee and read a paper. Do something, but schedule your times a little bit. Really schedule out your times and give yourself the time to do the things that you want to do that makes you feel good. And again, if you have resistance in your life, if you have somebody giving you resistance and, coming along with you to do things, but they don't really want to be doing them, or if they say, oh, you're forcing me to go for a walk. No, you're not forcing them. You gave them an open invitation. Would you like to come for a walk with me? And if they have resistance and don't want to come, you're not forcing them. You don't want them to come. Trust me. You don't want them to come if they're miserable. They're only giving you resistance into you being able to manifest, being open to receive, and being on that happy vibration. You need to do these things alone if you have somebody that's giving you resistance. Yes, alone. Do it alone. You are okay. You will be okay doing things alone. I promise you. You will find strength. You will have confidence. Your self-esteem will build. You will find the courage. You will be fearless if you do things alone. Start slow. 5-minute walk alone. 10-minute walk alone. 15-minute walk alone. Going to the gym alone. You don't need somebody to go to the gym with you. You will find other like-minded people at a gym, especially if you came to a gym that has classes like mine, right? You're going to find other like-minded people there in those group classes, and they will motivate you and inspire you and help you to be your best self. You don't need somebody that doesn't really want to go holding you back from going because they're giving you resistance, okay? Same thing. You want to go do a cooking class and you feel like you can't do it because you're going to go alone. No, get over this. Get over this thing that you can't do things alone. Trust me, you can. You will be happy. You will grow as a person. You need to evolve and grow in this lifetime as a person, and you will feel good. You will feel good about yourself. Growth is important for all of us. And when we're stagnant and we're bored and we feel like we're suffering, there's a reason, okay? There's a reason why we're suffering and why we feel sad, and we need to change it. Nobody else can change it for us, guys. You have to change it yourself. So take a look at the situation. Take a look at really, why are you suffering? Why are you sad? Why are you depressed? Why are these things happening? You're stuck in mud, right? And without mud, a lotus can't grow. And a lotus is one of the most beautiful, giant, beautiful lotus flowers on the planet, are right in Wickford, Rhode Island, South Kingston, Rhode Island, North Kingston, Rhode Island. And there's a giant lotus is that grow out of the mud in the most strangest little place. And they are iconic. They're absolutely gorgeous. But without that mud, without them being stuck in mud, they can't grow. So I need you guys. You guys are stuck. You're stagnant. You need to change your routine, but you need to grow. So you have to also look at the suffering. What is the suffering? What is holding you back? What is making you suffer? What makes you feel depressed and sad and like you're stuck? Okay. What is it? And without really looking and understanding what it is and having those feelings of suffering, you can't grow. So get out there, guys, and grow. Really do it for yourself, and you're going to feel so much better as a person. So let's do the takeaway from this today, guys. We're at my 15, 16 minute mark, and you know I like to keep these right about that. Three things I want you guys to do. I want you to change your routine. Okay. So we're going to change your routine. That's huge. This is number one today. Task for you is to change your routine. Okay. So we're going to change it by something, even if it's an hour earlier, go to bed, go get up an hour earlier. You're going to change your routine. You're going to get an extra walk in. Maybe you'd still want to go work out later at classes or at a gym or do something at night. Well, you're going to add one in the morning. Maybe it's just, you know, meditation or taking walks. So number one is change your routine. Number two is, why do you feel stagnant? What is the suffering coming from? What are those feelings you're having, and why are they coming from? I need you to take your gratitude journal out and just write a little bit down and kind of explore and look back at what you've wrote and see if you can figure it out like a detective, okay? So one, change your routine. Two, why are you suffering? And three, I want you to pick three affirmations for yourself, and I want you to add that into your new routine. I want you to do, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong. I am confident, I am confident, I am confident. And I'm going to pick peace. I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. So I am strong, I am confident, I am peace. So use three for yourself. Pick three positive words that are just going to affirm. You're going to take your hand, put it to your heart, and you're going to set a positive intention after for your day. I want you to add this into your routine every single morning. Three affirmations, take your hand, put it to your heart, and set a beautiful intention for each and every single day. And then go through your day with mindfulness. Have mindfulness in your speech and in your actions, guys. Mindfulness in your speech and in your actions. Be the change the world needs. Be the change, be the example, be the person that speaks with mindfulness and with emotional intelligence. Please, I wish I could insert that into everybody out there, right? Because there's no common sense anymore. They don't teach that. And I feel like you just have to have it. So we have to use emotional intelligence, social intelligence. So be the voice of growth out there, guys. All right, go have a wonderful day or night whenever you're listening to this. And I look forward to you guys listening to the next podcast.